Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 17 to Leo. Grooving here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Brad here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Janice Kephart is here to try to restore some order for us. She's the founder of Identity Strategy Partners and an award-winning expert in biometrics, a former counsel for the 9/11 Commission, and an eight-year member of our Brain Trust. Janice, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the way technology is protecting us, is helping us with keep the bad guys away from the good guys, keep us safe and healthy, and but also as something we've been talking about for a long time here on the show, Janice, and that is, what are we trading for this kind of convenience? What are we trading for these advantages? There's everything is an equal and has an equal and opposite thing. Everything is a paradox, right? On one half of the pendulum swing, I can walk into a place where I feel that safe because people have been checked. The other half of the pendulum swing, you know more about me than I really want you to know. What do you think?
So I think you have a good point. So what we've got right now is, I think we've been able to understand, and when we're talking about biometrics, that we've got security and convenience on one bucket, and in the other bucket is privacy, right? So it's those two things versus each other right now and the balance that you have to achieve. So there's been a lot of hard work over the years to make sure that, and not everybody abides by it, which is why biometrics get in trouble sometimes, but how you take biometrics, how you store biometrics, what biometrics you keep, and how they're kept.
How they're identified. Because taking someone's thermal register to find out if you've got 101 fever is one thing, but then identifying that as being my fever with my name and my contact information, that's a whole other topic, isn't it?
Yes, that becomes a health issue. That becomes private health data. Under federal regulations, HIPAA. That is private health HIPAA. Data. So it is, and thank you for differentiating that. There's a difference between somebody just taking your temperature with a contactless device and then just reading it and moving through a line,
Let me give you an example. I am really sensitive and jumpy about people checking my, you know, my personal situation. I don't like it. I've got a creepy antenna that comes up immediately. But recently, my wife had some elective procedure. And in order to go in the hospital with her, somebody had to put that little machine on my forehead to determine I didn't have a fever. I did that because all he was doing was letting me in the building to go with my wife. I did it that time. But if my church wants to do that, or if I need to go into a building to a store, and they have technology that's just doing that, I don't like that so much.
No, and it's completely understandable. That is private information. The issue is an airport you've got or another public setting like that, you know, especially in the airport setting, you're dealing with a situation where people are going to be boarding a plane and spending time with each other sharing that air. You don't necessarily, I think most people don't want the risk. They want minimal risk that somebody with COVID is on that plane with them. So where do you make sure that you've got as safe health as possible? In my opinion, you either have to do it before people enter the airport, or you do it at the
temperature doesn't isolate COVID? I could just have a sinus infection.
It doesn't.
I could have a chest infection.
It doesn't, but No, but it is. You're right. It doesn't, and it's a completely legitimate debate. But it's the only thing that provides a legitimate indication people can be pulled into a secondary.
It's a first place
and
to start.
Given a little more. But you wouldn't necessarily want a person with a temperature in line with you because right. they're probably sick from something anyway, right? So if COVID or not.
Right.
You probably don't want.
So
that
you're
person
saying
around.
It's similar to stopping me and asking me why I have fingernail clippers in my pocket because the metal registered on the magnetometer. They're still going to want to know about the fingernail clippers, even though it's in my pocket and it belongs to me. They're still going to want to know about that. What you're saying is it's a first step in finding out what's going on.
Exactly, and I actually have had fingernail clippers taken from me at the TSA checkpoint because I forgot I had them.
Can you imagine what they do when I go through with my broadcast equipment when I take my show on the road, what they do with me with all the wires?
I assume you put it in your checked baggage.
No, I do not. I do not give them access. I know I take my technology with me, but I have a conversation with them. Anyway, that's another story. So wrap up this part of it. What do you think?
I can imagine.
What do you think? Last thoughts on this one.
So here's the deal with how they would implement the thermal technology.
Quickly.
There are actually regulations about this technology right now, exactly what it has to be calibrated to do. And it does mean you have to stop and pause individually because the only way to get your accurate temperature is your tear duct. Mm-hmm. It's the only way. This idea of crowdsourcing, like you can do like a video surveillance and hone in on faces and take skin temperature changes all the time. If you ran through the airport, if you just splashed water on your face, your skin temperature changes. But your actual body temperature is thermal. That's tear duct.
So
you have to stay in and pause.
If you're going to fly going forward, you probably need to be prepared for this. So we're going to talk more.
Yeah, but nobody's...
Janice will continue.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.